This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's the drive.
That is Derek's dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive.
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive and the two.
You visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman.
Brad Underwood. Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Let's go for a little ride.
California.
Nice touch, Trevor Valise. Nice touch. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lante. Derek Piper alongside Scott, the incredible engineer. Got us set up and rolling. We are at Pia's Sports Bar, 1609 West Springfield. A lot of great specials going on today, as always, at Pia's. And there's a bowl giveaway. You honestly just have to come to Pia's today. Say hi. Right when you walk in the door, you'll see a table. It's set up with a drawing. You just fill out your name, address, et cetera, throw it in the box, and you have a chance to win a trip to a college football bowl game. But not just any Derek Piper. Illinois is going bowling. We knew that. How excited are you about what they got, who they're playing?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, especially for those that are going to be out there going to California versus New York or, of course, Detroit. No knocks on the other spots. Maybe not. But to be able to go to Red Box Bowl, obviously very, very exciting. Get back to the postseason, first time since 2014. No doubt a step forward for this program. You got to feel happy for the players and where this team is at. I think the performance in the bowl game is going to matter a little bit based on how we remember this season. But to play Cal, very good defensive squad, not good offensively. And
no.
I think it's a game Illinois should be able to compete in and potentially win.
Does 6-7 or 7-6 matter?
I think it matters a little bit because I don't want to – I think for a program perspective, you wouldn't want to go into the offseason with – a loss at home in senior day against Northwestern and a bad showing in the bowl game.
Sure,
I think it takes away a little bit from that stretch where you obviously won 4 in a row and then played well at Iowa.
Yeah.
I think that would take away from it, especially for a team that's going to want to build a little bit of a winning identity with higher expectations going into the next season where you're thinking 7, maybe 8 wins. I think how you play in this last stretch is going to say a little bit about how they're able to do that.
Probably a lot of recruiting eyes will be on bowl game,
no
right?
Doubt.
I mean, you talk about how when you play, in Ireland, you're going to be the one that everybody watches, right? You talk about basketball when they play on a certain night and all eyes are on you. In football, during Saturdays, there's handfuls of games going on at the same time. These bowl games, you're pretty much secluded, maybe one other game going on at the same time, but this would be a chance now for Lovie and this staff to tell these kids, look, it matters now. Things are working in the right direction. You got a chance on December 30th at 3 o'clock to tune us in. Check us out on Fox One. So I think I'm with you on that. I think a 7-6, obviously as an Illini fan, you want to win. I don't know that 7-6 or 6-7 makes a huge difference, but why not win? Why not the kids that are looking at that, the juniors, the sophomores, and say,
transfers.
You know what? And transfers, exactly. Yeah, good call. I mean, why not give them something to look at that's fun?
Yeah, and you want to send Dele Harding out on a high note and Jamal Milan and Reggie Corbin on down the list.
Great
so
call.
I think that is important as well. But, yeah, just in general, you have some momentum because I got this written down. If we had talked about this in the offseason, one of these four makes a bowl, Northwestern, Nebraska, Purdue, and Illinois.
Mm.
How many votes does Illinois get?
Probably none.
Zero.
None.
Absolutely none. So that,
and, oh, that was from, you mean going into
going
this
into this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely
one of those
zero.
Four made a bowl.
Definitely zero.
It's crazy that Illinois is the one.
That is crazy. That's a good stat. I didn't even think about that as we go along. All right, there was a basketball game. Derek Piper was at it. We all know what happened. We are going to talk about the Illinois-Maryland game mostly in the 5 o'clock hour, and especially tomorrow at 4:05 and in the 4 o'clock hour. We got a little special guest coming in at 4:05.
Yeah, Jamal Walker, assistant coach, will be on the show joining us to talk about athletes versus epilepsy. They're doing a special event for the game tomorrow, and he's going to talk about it with his wife. He's going to come in as well. We're also going to talk some hoop with him.
Okay.
I can preview the Michigan game, which might be a must win. It's a big time game, and now Illinois is a little bit in the hole at 6-3, but a chance to get right at home against a very, very good Michigan team.
We're going to talk more about that basketball game. I'll just say one thing, and I told you this when I came in here. It's a different role now for me doing a radio show than it was when I was just a fan. Just a fan, I can do all my cursing at home. I can throw anything I want to throw, and hopefully a day or two later I'm over it. I move on. I talk about it with my buddies. We say a few things that we probably shouldn't say, and we move on. I have to now, like you, like Trevor, like some of us, we have to then regurgitate stuff on the radio about what you're feeling. And I had a thought about that game, and I sat there and stewed about that Illinois-Maryland game for probably 2 hours. And the thing that I finally came to the conclusion of, Derek, I could sit here and try to wax poetic about some cool thing about how Brad didn't play Kofi at the end, how, you know, Cowan knocks down a 30-footer when for the game Maryland's 7-for-30 from the three-point line, about, you know, your offense drying up in the second half, about the fact that I had a sinking feeling the entire second half. And not one time, Derek, did I think Illinois was going to win that game. That's the honest truth. But the thing that I came up with, and it's so, you know, it's just one of those that's so simple. How about you just win? How about you just go win?
Yeah.
You know, your coaching staff, you're getting paid a lot of money to win basketball games. Hey, players, you're college athletes. Win a game. That's all I can say. Just start winning basketball games, because otherwise, now all of a sudden you're 6-3. We're not dumb to the fact that Miami loss is going to could hurt you, could kill you come NCAA March Madness time. You had a chance to knock off Maryland and get the biggest win you'd have this year, and you talk about looking great in March. Instead, guess what? You're 6-3, and unfortunately, this is what we've been accustomed to at Illinois now. Just win the stinking game. That's all. I mean, it's that simple. Win.
Yeah, you're up 15 at one point in the second half, and obviously Maryland was not playing very well offensively. To your credit,
sure.
you had a lot to do with that.
Absolutely.
I thought Illinois played some pretty darn good defense, but yeah, as you mentioned, in the second half, it just felt like you're bleeding out offensively,
yep.
and just hoping that Maryland missed enough shots that you still had the lead. But after, you know, a lot that got to a very tight ball game, you're up 3 with the ball with a minute to go on the home court of number 3 in the country. You pull that off, that would have been the first top 5 win on the road for this program since 1989.
Since
Nick Anderson in Bloomington, Indiana. So to go from having essentially a signature win in your fingertips to losing that game and now your resume, you don't have anything to point to.
No.
It's very disappointing.
There's not a lot of close games that are being won by Illinois, and we can talk about that as we move along. All right. Let's talk football, shall we? Can we, please?
Yes, sure.
We're going to hear from Josh Whitman. You're going to hear from Lovie Smith. They met with the media yesterday and talked about this. But before we get further on this, Illinois is going to Santa Clara. They are playing Cal in the Red Box Bowl, 3 o'clock, December 30th. And there's a guy that is going to that game, and he's back in the studio right now. Trevor Valise, you're going to be there, buddy. I know you are jacked up and excited, and I couldn't be more excited for you to be able to get to experience this, get to be able to experience a bowl game. I personally have only been to 2 bowl games, and I mean, they were both driving distance, basically, Liberty Bowl, etc. So, Trevor, the fact you're going to be flying to Santa Clara, you're going to be taking in the Red Box Bowl, how cool is this? How excited are you right now?
Yeah, I'm super pumped about the bowl game. Honestly, a lot of people are kind of, I don't want to say trashing it, but you know, it's low down on the Big Ten Bowl totem pole, but at the same time, you're getting great weather. You're getting Fox. It's not even FS1. It's Fox. I mean, everybody's going to have that game on.
I said FS1, didn't I?
Right. I mean, that game's going to be in every bar in the country. And it's an opponent that, I mean, I know it's not necessarily sexy on paper, but I think that you can play with them, and I think you can beat them. So I have no complaints about this. I am super, super psyched to be going to this game.
Yeah, and you said it. After you fall to Northwestern and go 6-6, to me, this is about as good as you could have gotten. In fact, I'll be honest, I thought a win over Northwestern was going to secure a Red Box Bowl berth. So in my eyes, you get the good weather, like you said. Think about the kids. I mean, I know Detroit has its, you know, there's nice things in Detroit. New York, obviously, is a cool spot to play at Yankee Stadium would be an incredible thing. I know Mikey Dudek was pulling for that. But the fact that they get to travel to California, how many people have done that, let alone the kids, and to play a bowl game out there against a team from the Pac-12 you don't see very often, I think that's awesome, and I think it's cool that, this is going to happen, and I for one, will be jacked up December 30th.
I also play in Levi Stadium, one of the newer buildings in the NFL. Great stadium and 49ers and a lot to enjoy. I saw today the average temp in December in Santa Clara is 59 degrees, so I don't think you're going to complain too much about that.
Not at all. And maybe the weather will be even better.
Yeah, it could get even better than that.
Trevor, do you have your ticket yet or what?
I have my plane ticket. I do not have my game ticket yet.
Got it. Well, listen, I'm happy for you, buddy. Excited for you to be able to go out there. So congrats on that. All right, let's play some sound, shall we? Lovie Smith, Josh Whitman both met with the media yesterday. We're going to hear from Lovie first and then Josh second. Well, what we'll do, Trevor, we'll hear from Lovie. We'll kind of chat about it, and then we'll switch to the next one. Kent Brown, by the way, the incredible sports information director for the Fighting Illini, assistant athletic director. He is going to join us at, or associate AD, excuse me, in media relations. Kent's going to join us at 4:30 here at Pia's. I'm excited to talk to Kent about the trip as well and what it means for Illinois. Let's hear from Lovie, though. You go 6-6, you get a bowl game. For a lot of us at the start of the year, we would have said, you know what, we'll take it. How about Lovie? This is what he said yesterday.
We're not going to apologize for having 6 wins or not going to apologize for being 2-4 and making a run. We're going to be excited about where we are right now of going to a bowl game. We're excited about Red Box Bowl. We have, you know, quite a few players from California. I was talking to Nate Hobbs in the back, Alex Palcheski. Neither guy has been to California, San Francisco. We have a lot of that on our football team. So this is going to be a great experience for our program. The guys have worked hard. We've gone through an awful lot this year. So to reward those 17, 18 seniors that have meant so much to our program, I'm excited for them. You guys have watched us put our program together, our team together. And a few years ago, we started a lot of freshmen. Those guys will be seniors next year. So you can see why we're excited about next year's ball club. They kind of deserve it as much as anything. The benefits of a bowl game, we do. We get a chance to practice some more. So our schedule this past week is all about recruiting and for athletes to be student and get good grades like they normally do, but to help them do that. This week we'll start prepping for Cal with a little bit of work, but we'll also be hitting the road hard, of course, recruiting. I'm getting ready, as I leave here, I'm getting on a plane and taking off to do the same thing. The response we've gotten has changed. You know, everybody realizes what we've done. So excited about that, excited about playing a good Cal team. Don't know an awful lot about them. It's not like we watch, you know, we're a long ways away, but they're a bowl team with a 7-5 record. I know it's a tough conference, so that'll be a good challenge.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. For Lovie to say that this is a team and players have gone through a lot, the coaching staff has gone through a lot.
Amen.
And Lovie Smith was essentially on the chopping block at 2-4, and you're down 2 possessions late to Wisconsin. You'll be able to come back. And that is also, he mentioned the recruiting aspect of it, to be able to sell this program, be able to take that next step and feel good about it, get this program off the ground.
Yep.
And put the coaches put a lot of work into that, and Lovie deserves some credit.
I mean, it's showing you basically that you're not a liar. You've been telling recruits for 2 or 3 years that we're getting this turned around, and this is obvious proof that this is happening, and that's what's cool about it. And by the way, sign me up for hearing Lovie Smith say Red Box Bowl for the next, like, 3 weeks, because that's going to be the Red Box Bowl. That's awesome. All right, Josh Whitman, former player, of course, at Illinois, but his opening statement and his thoughts on getting this squad, you know, and Josh was a guy that kept believing all year when many of us, me included, were not believing halfway through the season. But Josh did. He's excited about Illinois going to this bowl game as well.
Great day for college football. Obviously, a lot of anticipation around the playoff, around the New Year's Six, and then across the rest of the bowl landscape. It's exciting now for the University of Illinois to be back a part of this really important part of the college football landscape, to be in the postseason, to have the chance to participate in a bowl game. Exciting for us, for our players, for our coaches. Obviously a very important step in the continued growth and development of Illinois football. Really proud of the men in that room and grateful to all the hard work that they put forward to get us to this place. Congratulations to the rest of the Big Ten Conference. Continue to represent the league well. 9 bowl eligible teams this year. But in terms of the Illini, really excited to be headed out west. Great chance to participate in what I think is a fantastic bowl game. The Red Box Bowl fits up very well for us. Traditional rivalry in terms of the Pac-12, Big Ten opponents. Looking forward to having a chance to play a good Cal team out there. It's a great stadium, one of the great stadiums in our country. Of course, has hosted the Super Bowl just on Friday night, hosted the Pac-12 championship. So it's a fantastic venue. For our university, excited to be out in the San Francisco Bay Area, outside of Chicago. It has the second highest concentration of Illinois alumni anywhere in the United States. And so we expect a nice turnout, a lot of orange and blue out in that part of the country. And we know that there's a lot of excitement to have us head out that direction. So a lot to look forward to. Obviously, great opportunity for our guys to continue to develop, work together during these additional practices that the bowl game provides. As I said at the outset, just really proud of our coaches, of our players. We've not been in a bowl game for too long, it's great now to have the opportunity to participate in the postseason. It's a group that's been through a lot of adversity. They've stayed the course, and I think it's important that we don't confuse being happy with being satisfied.
I like that he said that right there.
I did too.
It's about taking the next step.
Yep.
And he was able to do that with this coaching staff, and I'm sure he's glad that he's having this kind of press conference in December than another
Amen.
One that we thought that maybe he would be having. So, of course, Josh was rewarded for his patience, his poise around the program, I think, paid off, and the team rewarded him with a good season.
I'm going to piggyback what you just said, and I mentioned the fact that Josh had belief, maybe when we didn't. Here was Josh talking about that, having belief even after that 2-4 start.
Staying the course, having faith. That part's not hard. You know, that's because I know who we have as a leader. I know who we have in the locker room. I know, and you've heard me say some of these things, right? I mean, I knew when we were sitting at 2-4 and we got together and talked about the Ireland trip, I told you that we had a group of people over there who was doing everything possible to turn it. And I knew it from the time that I'd spent in the building. I knew it from the conversations I was having. From attending the practices, from being on the planes, from being in the hotels. So it wasn't hard for me to have faith that the program was changing. But that doesn't mean that it makes it any easier to watch the team go out and struggle. And so more than anything, the emotions that I've experienced this year have really been I'm just so excited and happy for our football program and specifically for the people who are involved in it. You know, it was hard not to tear up after that Wisconsin game, just knowing all that has gone into making a victory like that possible. And to see the emotion and the enthusiasm after the Michigan State game. And again, just having had a firsthand glimpse of the sacrifice and the challenge that's required to get to that place. Just so proud and happy for the players, for the coaches. So faith isn't hard for me because I see what's happening every day behind the scenes. But that doesn't make the day-to-day struggle of it any easier. And so it's been really rewarding for me, but especially for these guys to just see the results start to come. And again, it's not finished. There's a difference between being happy and being satisfied. Are we happy? Absolutely, we're happy. We're thrilled to be back in the postseason, thrilled to be going to a great bowl game. Are we satisfied? Absolutely not. And I think that's key. I think if you sat down with the three teams who are 12-0 in the country right now, they would say they're not satisfied. So no matter where we go, we will always be hungry, and we'll continue to push for ever better is one of the tricks, I think, for us to be successful.
yeah, continue to strive forward.
I think that's from the heart, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And he had faith, but I think it was important that the team showed something that others could share that faith with him. And for Illinois to be able to go on the run they did, win four games in a row, get to this bowl game, they can continue to take the next step with the bowl and heading into the next season, bringing a lot of players back.
Josh Whitman, I'm excited for him because you can certainly tell that he is excited for this program and for Lovie Smith and all of these players especially. All right, we got more from Josh. We got more from Lovie. We're going to probably do that in the 5 o'clock hour. When we come back to Pia's, Kent Brown is here, Associate AD, Media Relations. We're going to talk to Kent about what it means to head out west and when the kids will go, et cetera. We'll get all of that. Jason Hegemeyer, he's the king of tickets. He's here as well. He's going to tell us when the next Scorpions concert is that's coming to the State Farm Center. I have to give Jason crap about that because I love my hard rock, 80s rock. Right. We're also going to hear from Chad Pitcher here at Pia's. We're going to talk about what he's got going on at Pia's. Everybody knows where Pia's is, right? 1609 West Springfield. Today, by the way, you can come out and sign up for the bowl giveaway. Come to Pia's, enter for your chance to win. It's right when you walk in the front door. The box is there. Just fill out your name and the little form. Throw it in the box, and you'll have a chance to win a trip to Santa Clara. The giveaway will be at Duncan on Springfield. We'll do that on Thursday. The winner will be announced during Stevie's show next Monday morning, so you want to make sure you're listening to Stevie's show next Monday. Today at Pia's, by the way, $3 chili cheese dogs, $2 chili bowls, and $2.50 domestic beer bottles. So that's what we got going on today. We got a lot to do. We're keeping you hungry. We're keeping you, we're feeding your hunger. We're giving you your thirst. We got everything taken care of at Pia's. When we come back, we'll talk to Chad real quick. Then we'll talk to Kent. We'll talk to Jason. We'll do it all next. Live at Pia's, it is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
The Fighting Illini are taking on California in the Red Box Bowl in Santa Clara, California, and Pia's, Duncan, and CBJ Travel giving you a chance to win a free trip for two to the game. That's right. You can win a trip for two to Santa Clara plus a year's worth of coffee from Duncan valued at $500. Be listening Monday, December 16th. Find out if you're our big winner. Don't miss this special opportunity to watch the Illini go bowling in an NFL stadium in beautiful, sunny California. Brought to you by Pia's, Duncan, and Stevie J Travel.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secure.
Illini fans, Jet's Pizza knows hard work's the only way you get better. Better like their Detroit-style pizza. Hand-pressed and baked to the thickest, crispiest crunch. Get a large Jet specialty pizza of your choice, just $16.99. Code SPEC2. Jets. Better because it has to be.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal hairhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Cyber criminals will steal an estimated 33 billion security and private records by next year. The average cost of a data breach for a small business in North America is as high is $117,000. While these numbers can sound frightening, they don't have to be. Ease your fears by having Area-Wide Technologies come look at your setup. They'll ensure your system is secure and will give you a detailed inspection report of just how susceptible to these threats you are. Call them today at 359-8041.
You have a house full of TVs, laptops, tablets, smart appliances, and phones. You need massive internet power. i3 Broadband has 1 gig service powerful enough to stream TV shows, movies, music, and video games, plus download massive HD files with no lag time. You and i3 Broadband need each other. Right now, get 6 months of 1 gig service for just $44.99 per month with no contracts or hidden fees. You need the fastest internet service at the best price. You need i3 Broadband. Get it now at i3broadband.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper. We are at Pia's Sports Bar, 1609 West Springfield. I have to make one thing clear because I messed up. It's $2 chili cheese dogs, $3 chili bowls. I did get the beer special right, $2.50 domestic beer.
All that matters.
Yeah, Chad, I always get that right, man. Chad Pitcher, co-owner of Pia, is joining us now to chat a little bit. This is fun, man. Thanks for having us out. We're giving away a bowl trip. Did you get signed up?
Well, I don't know if I can do that. Is that legal?
Well, heck yeah.
Well, I'm going to sign up here. I got four kids, too. I can use all their names.
I was going
right?
to say, I want to know how you'd have the time with all your kids, you know, and like you said, travel ball and all this stuff. I mean, you have, has it been 20 years here at Pia's?
Going on 20 years, yep.
What an establishment. And when somebody says Pia's, you know exactly what they're talking about. You guys have done a great job to kind of solidify yourself as one of the top, if not the best bar in Champaign-Urbana, haven't you?
You know, we like to think we are, sports bar-wise, absolutely. You know, we kind of got it all here. You got your good bar foods, you got your damn good burgers around here, so which is always nice. We love to see everybody. You know, we have a bus that goes every basketball game.
That's awesome.
Great drink specials for that. You know, get some food. Jump on the bus, come on over, especially now that it's getting cold out.
Yes.
So jump on the bus, come on out, get something to eat, we'll get you over, and you can take your beer on the bus.
Oh, that's even better. And it's
absolutely.
Free, right?
You can do it. The bus is totally free.
Totally free. It's a great service you guys do. You know what I like, Chad? I'm from a small town, you know, Camargo. I grew up Villa Grove area. And you know, you got those small bars that you go into and everybody knows everybody. That's how I feel. It's not always like that when I come to different places in Champaign-Urbana. But when you come into Pia's and you just get the sense that everybody in here knows everybody. That's what's cool.
You know, it's you're exactly right. I went to high school around here as well, and I see all my old friends, my older friends, brothers and sisters that were older. That's exactly how it is when you walk in.
Yes.
The first thing you think about is like, I need to be here. I need to stay.
Yep.
It's a warm feeling.
Amen.
Drink some beers, get something to eat, have some fun. Go from there.
That's what it's about. What do you guys have in terms of things on the lineup here with Pia's?
Well, you know, we got the Pia's Bowl, you know, the bowl game party coming up, which, you know, great, you know, go ILL, right?
It's going to be awesome.
So on the 30th, we're going to have some 375 22-ounce drafts, 1250 Coors Light buckets, $6 Illini Blue Guy shots. They're
Sweet.
Calling out right now.
Nice.
Of course, our famous Slugger Burger and some wing buckets.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll have some varieties.
I love it.
A lot of specials. And, you know, come on out. Let's support that first, you know, when's the last time we went to the bowl?
14,
so,
right? 14,
yeah. So let's come out and root them on, and let's have a couple drinks to talk about it.
That's
a good time.
Perfect.
What
all
else
right.
you got going food-wise? What else you got going food-wise? The chili sounds good. I'm bought in on that.
Oh, you want that tonight, you mean?
Yeah.
You want
the
chili tonight? Yeah,
coming
so
out.
Tonight, what do you come on out? We got the $2 or like you, we had to rephrase that.
I did. $2 chili cheese dogs.
And I might have put that in there wrong. That was my fault. But, you know, we got a lot of drink specials tonight. We got $2 hot dogs, $3 chili dogs, or $2. You know something? I'll tell you what. If you stop in now and fill out, I'll give you a chili cheese dog for $2.
Oh, how about? Okay.
All the way across.
We'll make my mistake. Your problem.
My mistake, or your mistake, my problem. Exactly.
Get out of your pocket.
I'm all about that.
Chad Pitcher, great stuff, man. Perfect name for a guy that owns a bar. Sure you've never heard that.
That's been interesting.
Uh-huh. Hey, thanks a lot again for having us out here, Chad. Come down to Pia's anytime. But again, the bus, 30 minutes prior to game time.
Yep, 30 minutes prior.
Taking him to the game. That's and then,
come on out. It's a great thing that, you know, if you don't want to drive all the way into to the state, we drop you off in a circle drive.
It's perfect.
And you come out after the game's over, the bus will wait for you. Come on back and pick up your car. Come on, step back in and get, you know, a bowl of chili.
Or
a burger on your way home.
Use your parking fee to buy chili and
Absolutely.
Beer.
Absolutely.
Boom.
Yep.
I'm all about that. Chad, thank you, sir.
No, you thank both of you very much.
Appreciate
Thanks
it, buddy.
ESPN Radio.
Trevor,
yep.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with Kent Brown and also Jason Hegemeyer. We'll do it next. It's a drive.
It's happening. Wherever plays are being made, tickets are being sold, and fans are lining up. ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner to help step up their game. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
The Fighting Illini are taking on California in the Red Box Bowl in Santa Clara, California. And Pia's, Duncan, and Stevie J Travel giving you a chance to win a free trip for two to the game. That's right. You can win a trip for two to Santa Clara plus a year's worth of coffee from Duncan valued at $500. Be listening Monday, December 16th. Find out if you're our big winner. Don't miss this special opportunity to watch the Illini go bowling in an NFL stadium in beautiful, sunny California. Brought to you by Pia's, Duncan, and Stevie J Travel.
If you're thinking about helping and supporting others this holiday season, then Habitat for Humanity has an idea. Wrap gifts at the Marketplace Mall December 13th through the 24th with two gift wrapping stations in front of Macy's and H&M. With all the holiday paper, bows, and boxes you can imagine, provided by our friends at Ameren of Illinois, Habitat is needing volunteers to wrap gifts for donations to help fund future home builds in Champaign County. Sign up today at CUHabitat.org. Help provide a hand up to families choosing to build a more secure and self-reliant future here in our community.
Long's Garage, the oldest auto repair facility in Champaign-Urbana, deals with engine repairs, transmissions, brakes, suspensions, electrical, air conditioning. But one thing they pride themselves on in the one-stop shop for vehicle repairs is tires. Kumho Tires is having an instant rebate sale. If you buy a set of four Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. If you have a truck and buy a set of four light truck tires, you get $120 credit. So go on to Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3942.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11. Right here on ESPN 93.5.
Hey, I know that song. It is The Drive with Tan Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, live at Pia's Sports Bar. Come out and join us. $2 chili cheese dogs. And $3 chili bowls, 250 domestic beer bottles. Kent Brown coming up here in a second. But right now we have Jason Hegemeyer. He is the ticket man. I was like, what's your official title? I always just say ticket man.
You call me anything. A lot of people call me Big Ticket because that's my Twitter handle.
I like
so,
it.
I'm still waiting for the Big Ten to buy me out on that one.
Boom.
But, yeah, no, I'm an associate athletic director for tickets and sales, and but I'm the ticket manager. I'm the ticket guy, whatever you want to call me. I handle the ticket operations at U of I.
The best place to be on December 30th is going to be Santa Clara, California. Ooh. Tell us all about how fans can get a chance to go out there. And
yeah, great site, right? I mean, like we were talking a little bit today in the office. The last time we went out to San Francisco, I know there's a lot of bowl games that,
sure,
you know, we always want to play on a January 1st bowl. I mean, that's what all of us grew up watching. But when you talk about an actual bowl trip, I mean, this is a big-time trip, right? I mean, it's a great destination city. You're talking about a facility that is state-of-the-art in the NFL. I was saying this morning that, you know, most bowls, they just do hard tickets, right? And I'm excited to work with the 49ers out there.
That's cool.
You know, I asked them this morning, I said, you know, hey, we do mobile tickets at Illinois now. You know, can we deliver mobile tickets? And they're like, oh yeah, that's our preferred method of so. Yeah, I mean they do things the right way. They're up to date on all the technologies out there. But you know, that's the stadium. Talk about the city. I mean, it's an incredible trip. There's so much to do there. And if you're going to go to a bowl game, you might as well have it in a destination where you want to go. And
amen.
The weather's good enough.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So. I'm excited to see how many people show up out there. I know that we have over 30,000 alums in the state of California. There's a big presence in the Bay Area, and we've already been working with those alumni clubs. And so, you know, those folks are real excited that we're coming out to play in their neck of the woods. And so we expect to see them show out in full force. There will be a bunch of fan events for them out there. We're doing a pep rally the day before the game. There'll be a gathering that night for alums and anybody who's on the trip that's out there. We'll have a big get together out there, a place for people to be together with other Illini fans, and there'll be a pregame the day before. So, yeah, lots of things to do. But tickets are available right now, and people have been buying them. We're taking orders all week.
Got it.
So, you know, if you want to buy tickets, go to FightingIllini.com right now. They range from $49 to $159.
Wow.
There's a price for everyone.
That's incredibly affordable.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And if you look at some of the prices of some of these other bowl games, this, you know, to get into a bowl game for $49
oh
is It's pretty good.
I did not think it would be that low.
Yeah, it's in the end zone.
Yeah, but,
right?
Well, that's fine.
You know, but that's a really good get-in price for a bowl game.
That's where Illinois is going to be, right?
Well, exactly. We're going to spend a lot of time there in the end zone, so why
absolutely.
Not? Absolutely do it. You know, it's funny. Derek and I have both spent an afternoon with the Phoenix Illini Club in the last, what, month, and I know those guys were fired up about going west, and
that's
I know
right.
they're excited, and I know the San Francisco, and I don't know that club as well, obviously, but that Illini Club is fired up to get out there. Take me real quick, Jason, through the process of how it works when you find out that it's the Red Box Bowl in Santa Clara, and then you just mentioned you talked to the Niners, et cetera. How mm-hmm. does it work on your end on in terms of, you know, tell the fans a little bit of behind the scenes of how that stuff comes together to now you click on findingillini.com and get a $100 ticket.
Well, I mean, in the last couple of weeks, you know, we've been looking at a bunch of different scenarios, right? So we've been reaching out to a lot of the different bowl sites that we thought that we had a chance to play at. And so whether it was, you know, the Detroit game,
right.
like the Lions run that, the Red Box Bowl, the 49ers, Yankees run the
yeah.
Pinstripe Bowl. So we've established relationships with all of those different places. And we would have been ready to go no matter what site would have been picked. But really what you're looking at is, hey, what's the inventory that we're going to get? What's the manifest of the stadium look like? And we have to build all of that within our own ticket system. So for the last couple of weeks, we've been getting ready and building up for that. And you know, the biggest part is the whole communication.
Sure.
You know, rolling it all out, having everybody coordinated. We have a great marketing team. We have a great social media team. We have great media relations people. And everybody was on the same page. So we were all on a group text waiting to hit the button as soon as we found out. Like, everybody was ready to roll out all their information. And that's the way it should be, right? Right? It was a coordinated launch.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you got to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get things rolling. So that's the easiest way. Just go to findingillini.com. You can get the tickets. And then you said, like, the mobile tickets work, or I guess I'm old school. A lot
sure.
of times I like to take a ticket
mm-hmm.
in, you know, especially to keep it afterwards. But if I bought a ticket today on December, what is this, 9th? If I bought a ticket today, how does the process work about me getting the ticket, et cetera?
Yeah, so, you know, we're going to have physical tickets too,
okay.
right?
Yeah.
And we're never going to get away from that. There are a lot of fans that prefer the digital ticket now.
Sure.
Basically, the way we're doing things right now is you're placing an order, you're telling us what price you want to pay, and what section, and we'll tell you what sections that price is going to be. And then at the end of the day on Friday, we're going to take a look at everybody who ordered, and then we're going to start assigning seat locations and then deliver those tickets on
okay.
Monday. So, you know, one thing I'd be remiss before we get off the air, I just want to implore people that if you're thinking about going to the game, make sure you do buy through FightingAtlanta.com.
Yeah.
It's important to support the university. There's, you know, if you're going, you obviously want to hang out with other Illini people and sit with Illini fans. We want you to be with the Illini fans. We want to show in full force what that support looks like. And, you know, we have a financial obligation. As being playing in the bowl, you get X amount of tickets, and you're responsible for X number of dollars in ticket sales. And you need to make that money back. And so it's important. You know, there's a lot of places to buy tickets today.
Yep.
And we all know that. There's a lot of different sites you can go to. But we're asking people, hey, look, come to FightingAtlanta.com, please, and support the University of Illinois.
Perfect.
It does help us financially, and it also makes sure that we show the rest of the nation that, hey, when you're at that game and you see a block of Illinois fans,
amen.
not four here, eight here, ten here, when they're all together, it looks great on TV, and it also sounds loud, and, you know, we're looking for that kind of environment there. You know, if you can't go.
Yeah.
There's also a way for you to buy tickets and donate them.
Oh.
So if you still want to support us, you know, we heard from some people today that said, hey, I can't make the trip, but I'd still like to support this somehow. And so on our website, too, when you go to buy tickets, there is a ticket to be donated item on
oh,
there,
wow.
too. So if, you know, for those that feel like they want to help the cause, you can get on there and click and buy a couple tickets. And what we'll do is we'll give those back to the bowl to distribute to local charities.
Oh, cool.
We will make sure those tickets are used. And, you know, it's a great way to help us out.
'Tis the season.
Tis the season.
Truly,
right.
Tis the season.
That's right.
Jason, great stuff, buddy.
All right, thank
As
you.
As always,
appreciate it.
Good luck with everything. FindingIllini.com. I didn't even ask you about the Scorpions. I'll save that one.
Yeah.
Right?
All right.
Yeah, my ever-ending quest, never-ending quest to get the Scorps back to the State Farm Center. All right, Kent Brown's going to slide over and take the mic. Good stuff with Jason Hegemeyer there. And, again, FightingIllini.com. I was going to ask him this. Kent, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Great. You brought your daughter today.
Well, she had to hang out with me for a little bit.
She's like, oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah, not very
She's
excited.
Like, do not put me on the air. Is that why I'm getting the shake of the head? Yes, okay. Yeah. She's like, do not even think about it, Tay. I was going to ask Jason, I forgot. So there's probably a certain amount of tickets that Illinois has to sell, right? Is that right, or should we bring Jason back in?
It's about 8,000 tickets that are allotted to us. And so, you know, it's up to us to do the best we can. I mean, we're all partners in the Big Ten. And so, you know, hopefully we sell all those out. But, you know, if they don't, it goes back into the Big Ten has a big pot that that everybody shares equally in the revenue, and we also share equally in the expenses.
Okay.
When that everybody sells all their tickets to the bowl game. So we all it's a great partnership in the Big Ten for that.
And fan turnout and how much you're able to sell might help for future bowl games, right?
Well, that's a great thing. Yeah, you know, Jason probably better talk about this, but it really is. The bowls keep track of that. Trust me, that information's out there. They all share it. The other schools, everybody has access to that. And so, but the bowls do keep track of that, and they understand who brings fans and who doesn't, and all that's all recorded. They all work together. They know who's bringing it. And so Illinois has a great alumni base. We talked about the alumni in the Bay Area. We have a huge fan base around the country. And, you know, there's been some real excitement about going to San Francisco for this trip.
Amen.
And so it's a great, great destination city, great place to visit, a lot of things to do. And a lot of people on the West Coast, whenever we play out there, you'll see, you know, the people that will come 3, 4, 5, 6 hours to see their Illini.
Yeah, I know those Phoenix guys. I know they're all fired up. Nobody, well, some, not many, spend as much time probably as you around Lovie Smith. How excited is he? I mean, you know, somebody said the other day, like, he seemed a little emotional even at this press conference with regards to kind of seeing the fruition, seeing this thing through to where you get Illinois to bowl. We don't stop here. Josh said it. There's still more to capture, and hopefully next year will be a huge year. But how big is this for Lovie? I mean, this has got to be something to where he says, you know what? We are making the strides.
No doubt about it. You know, he's the man who's straight every day, right? He really is. You don't see him waver very much either way, but I'll go back to the story. You know, after we had beaten Michigan State in that incredible comeback, I went to see him on Monday to talk about some things that were coming. It was a bye week, and so everybody kind of needed to take their breath after that.
Amen.
And and so I go see him in his office, and all of a sudden we start talking about the game. It's like two guys just session about the game, right? You know, do you remember that play? Yeah. And he goes, I've done this for a long time, Ken. He goes, I've been to the Super Bowl a couple times, right? He goes, I have never been so excited about a game finished and things that had to happen for that to play out like that. And so, you know, the seniors in this group weren't really recruited by Lovie and his staff, but they've put it so much. Those who have stuck it out have really put a lot into this, so it means a lot to them. And then when you're building and knowing that we were going to play a lot of freshmen like we did 2 years ago, they're juniors now, this was the next step, and it's not the final step. It's not where we all want to be every year, but it's a step that we have to get to as this program grows. And so it's been fun to watch, and he's certainly excited about it, and wants to do whatever he can to help get us out there and win the game. 7-6 sounds a lot better than 6-7.
It does.
Yeah, it really adds some momentum into next year.
And a lot of eyes will be on that game. You know, future Illini maybe.
Yeah. So. And they've had a great recruiting run. I mean, literally, we had our banquet a week ago Sunday, right after the Northwestern game, and he was on the road that night. He flew to a foreign country just north of here, and to recruit.
Is he looking
somebody
for a left-handed shooter out of Canada? I like it. Can Lovie bring in basketball talent?
But he has been on the road the entire time, so he comes back in Friday. We had several official visits this weekend. And then we had the press conference last night, and literally he left the press box, went and got on a plane and do some more official visits.
Man.
We'll see him. There's a group of us going to San Francisco tomorrow for a site visit Wednesday and Thursday. He's going to meet us there Thursday morning for a press conference. We have a media conference there, and then some media visits they want to do in San Francisco to help promote the game with Coach Wilcox from whoever we're playing, Cal.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. No, California.
That team.
And then he's coming back here. I mean, this recruiting, it's a big deal. And then I think we're going to start practice on the 16th. So the players really get another week to heal up and get rested, concentrate on school. Finals start this week on Friday. And so it'll be right into that deal, too. So it gets a little messy with the scheduling of practice around everybody's final schedule. It's really hard, but I know we're working on trying to get that solidified.
What was the reaction like for the players, and how did they? What was the process of them finding out, and what was it like when they finally knew where they were going?
Yeah, so, you know, hey, I think everybody who has been following this, it didn't take very long to really go through the process of to see kind of where we were headed, right? I mean, it just really didn't. We knew probably after the Northwestern game, before the Northwestern game, I think there was like two that I really thought we were likely, and that was
destined
New
for.
York and here yeah. with an outside chance of Florida, like the Gator Bowl is possible, but it, to me that was a real long shot.
Right.
And so where we ended up after the last weekend, you start looking, and almost every scenario kept pointing towards San Francisco. So I don't think it was a big surprise, but
yeah.
Lovey kind of said it yesterday. It's kind of like that Christmas present under the tree. You think you know what's there,
right.
But until you open it, you don't really know. So he wanted to be sure. So the players, they gathered yesterday at the Smith Center. Josh and Coach and Tim Knox, our operations director, members of my staff and our digital staff, our social staff, were all there waiting to get the phone
Very
call.
Cool.
And so a little after 2 o'clock, the phone call came from San Francisco to Josh and said, hey, we can do it. We can ask you now.
Awesome.
And so started, they went in, told the team, and had T-shirts for everybody, and they were excited, very excited, even though they kind of knew, again, that finality of confirming validates it.
And that's kind of how they do it, right? The rep calls Josh. Josh says, yeah. We'll take it, and we'll roll from there.
And that's why we really had to wait. So the process, you got the college football playoff, right? So you had to see how that played out. And if Ohio State hadn't beaten Wisconsin,
right.
Don't know if they would have gotten in. We think they probably still would have, but not sure. And then the New Year's Six games choose, right? So then the Rose Bowl gets their choice of the remaining teams in the Big Ten, and they took Wisconsin.
Yep.
And then there's a ranking of using the college football playoff rankings, the final rankings, CFP. And Penn State was like ahead of the fourth SEC team, which helped move them right into the Cotton Bowl.
Sweet.
And so then you start slotting down, right?
Yeah.
So the Citrus Bowl after that, and Outback Bowl, the Holiday Bowl, Gator Bowl, and then there was left Michigan State and Illinois. Michigan State had never had been. They played in the Red Box Bowl a year ago. And so they were really. They try to have a rule. It's not 100%,
but
it's like about a 98% rule. They don't want the same team back year after year. And the schools don't want to go to the same bowl area.
Right.
They want to experience new things. So that's how we kept getting there, because Michigan State had just played there.
Got it.
And they didn't really want to go back, and they didn't really want them back second year. So
that's fair.
That's why they kept looking at New York. And if we'd only gotten two teams in the CF in the New Year's Six, Indiana probably would have dropped down and gone to New York. Michigan State goes to Detroit, and we go to San Francisco. So it almost is always going to work out that way for us.
It'd be
us.
A good problem to have if we go on about 3 or 4 years where we're like, well, we can't come back to your bowl.
That's right.
We just did that bowl last year. So tomorrow in San Francisco, you say you'll meet and kind of get kind of an idea. Is that when you find out when the players will go out?
Well, we know. We're going to go out on the
26th.
Yeah, so we have an idea, but we're staying in the same hotel we were at in 2011.
Oh, okay.
It's a Hyatt Regency. It's right in the Embarcadero, which is the financial district. Great.
Sweet.
Location, great hotel. And so we'll go. Tim Knox hasn't seen it, so he'll have a chance to check out all the meeting rooms, all that stuff. We'll go to the stadium. Jason will get a chance to take an eyeball the stadium for seating locations.
Awesome.
That sort of thing. We're going to be looking for those locations where we can kind of say this is kind of be the official landing spot for Illini fans. When you're in San Francisco on the 27th or 28th, this is where all the Illini fans are going to be gathering.
And that's important.
On game day, on the 30th, Santa Clara, it's about an hour drive from downtown San Francisco to Santa Clara. Okay, where can fans meet on game day? So finding that spot, too, kind of the pregame spot near the stadium. So part of that is to check those places out. Our practice facility, it's right across the bay, goes across the Bay Bridge.
Oh, that's cool.
It's the same place we used in 2011. It's about a 15-20 minute drive over there. It's very nice. And so It's a great chance just to check out all those things. You know, the team comes in on the 26th, the 27th. We do have a press conference, but the all team will go to Alcatraz that day.
Oh,
we get to visit that. The 28th, there's a visit to the St. Anthony's dining hall, and it's a soup kitchen. And so the team will serve meals to everybody who comes through that. It was a great experience. We did it 8 years ago. I'm sure it'll be fantastic again. They treat it's very humbling. The people really appreciate having the players do this. And then we'll be at the day. We have on the 29th, we've got activities
and stuff. Yeah.
It's the pep rally.
Yeah.
Right there in San Francisco. And so that'll be a great place for everybody again to gather and give you something to do. So there's so much to do in San Francisco, but
awesome.
These are some Illini things specific. And we'll be having that on our Bowl site. Bowl Central on FinalIllini.com. It'll be updated over the next couple of weeks as we start solidifying a lot of that.
Two quick ones. The pep rally, the Marching Illini will be there?
Marching Illini will be there.
Nice.
We're still working on that. Details, but this morning they're trying to figure out how to get 300-plus people out to San Francisco. It's not never easy, right?
No, I can't imagine.
To move that big group. And so we're working on details, but the Marching Illini will be at the pep rally.
Awesome.
And they'll also be at the game doing on-field for their on-field performance.
And then free Blu-rays for a year. Is that a deal for you?
I would love that. Yeah.
Of course, right? Yeah.
Red box
Blu-ray. Yeah. No, I totally get that. Logistically, if you need bars for fans to hang out with, I can run with you tomorrow.
You
can
do that?
Yeah,
you
I can set all that up.
Right.
That's probably kind of my specialty. I can handle that.
I have no doubt about that one.
Right.
Never question on that.
Kent Brown, great stuff, buddy. Jason Hagemeyer as well. FightingIllini.com is where you go to find out all the information if you're going to the game, to find out the pep rally, where they're staying, et cetera, and also to buy your tickets. FightingIllini.com.
That's it.
Boys, thank you so much.
ILL, let's go.
Cameron, thank you for coming out as well. I didn't even put you on the air. She's like, please do not do that. Kent, thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you, Jason. I'll talk to you guys soon. That is Kent Brown, Associate AD, Media Relations. Jason Hagemeyer, he's the ticket man. Big ticket. That's what they call him. I love it. Big ticket. All right, next hour we'll talk some more about the bowl game. We'll hear more from Josh and Lovey and also Illinois basketball. We'll talk about that. Don't forget Jamal Walker will be in tomorrow around 4:05 to join us at the station. So that'll be fun as well. But we are live at Piers. We'll be here all next hour. Come out and sign up for the bowl. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.